I'm Richard Lloyd-Jones, and this is Thinking with Somebody Else's Head. A few hundred years ago, the notions of heaven and hell, of God and Lucifer, were respected themes for composers, poets, and painters. Milton's Paradise Lost contains the idea of Lucifer endeavoring to defeat Christ and regain his former position in paradise. Raphael captured the epic battle where the Archangel Michael vanquished Satan. Beethoven wrote of the desire of man to know God. And then somewhere along the way, the devil has been largely erased as a factor in popular culture. Any modern educated person who considers the battle between the forces of dark and the forces of light as anything but a mythical allegory is considered, well, not modern today. But of course, the idea still persists. Rumors of rock stars making the Faustian bargain still abound. The Rolling Stones had dire repercussions to Sympathy for the Devil at Altamont, and many modern pageants have demonic idolatry built right into their ceremonies. I think it's still a factor. Women and the Dark Side, today on Thinking with Somebody Else's Head. Well, our Stop Radio Network has been on air 24/7 for several years now. And we have listeners joining us frequently and occasionally from all corners of the globe. Our devoted webmaster, Will Lajeunesse, tells me there's increased access from Vietnam and Russia recently to go with our regular listenership from over 100 countries. Please do pass on our programs through your social networks. Let's make the internet work for the good of consciousness for all of us. That's something we can all do together. Well, I imagine my opening today to be a little controversial to those of you steeped in modernism. The thought that Lucifer and the fall of man is anything more than mythology is a pretty much off-limits subject to many, I think, relegated to storyland like Peter Pan or Santa Claus. But I beg to differ, and surprisingly, for many who knew me in my media days in Canada, you see, I recognize the mentality. I, too, was raised in a largely secular environment. I won't say atheistic, but certainly secular, which emphasized good behavior and responsible citizenry, all those good things, but largely ignored the spiritual themes, which we dismissed as being religious fanaticism. Well, it's been Dr. Norberto Kepi's astounding Science of Analytical Trilogy, which I've been studying and applying in educational environments for near on 16 years now, that's caused a massive reconsideration of how I and many in the modern world see reality. Kepi's work is a science with conclusions and discoveries arrived at from decades of clinical practice and intense intellectual study, but it's a science that doesn't exclude philosophy and especially the 5,000 years of Judeo-Christian theology. As Kepi and his extraordinary colleague, Dr. Claudia Bernhardt-Pacheco, have noticed from their clinical treatment of thousands of clients from all around the world over the past 70 years or so, is that you can't really treat the essential problems of the human being if you don't try to understand his or her spiritual questions and issues. Real psychological treatment is not merely a matter of brain chemicals or social traumas, but a deep internal search for meaning and reason that is profoundly spiritual. And it is from this understanding that we step out from today in addressing one of Dr. Claudia Bernhardt-Pacheco's principal theses, women and their pathology, as a way to help women and men get back on track to being authentic human beings. We're back with Women and the Dark Side in just a moment when Thinking with Somebody Else's Head returns on the Stop Radio Network.
You're listening to the most relevant conversations on the planet about how to stop destroying ourselves and the world. This is the Stop Radio Network.
A key inversion in science.
Always we are trying to extract energy from a material element.
And its negative consequences.
We provoke serious imbalances in nature.
Corrected now with the Kepi Motors disinversion of physics.
And we developed a way to have mechanical power with very little electricity.
This will make a big change, not only in energetic efficiency, but also it will bring better energy in homes because it's magnetic energy.
The Kepi Motor, new technology for a new world.
Humankind's greatest problem is thinking that what we don't see won't hurt us. Norberto Kepi.
Disinverting the human being and society. This is the Stop Radio Network.
We are back on Thinking with Somebody Else's Head, another program with Dr. Claudia Barron-Harper-Shako. I'm Richard Lloyd-Jones. We're here on the Stop Radio Network. Our good friend Will Lajeunesse has been doing a lot of work to keep our radio station upgraded, updated.
So we're still online.
We're still there.
We will do a special program for the International Day of Women. You know, Women's
sure.
International Day, right?
My sister's birthday.
Really?
Yes, exactly.
And you are a man that loves women.
Yeah.
And I am a woman that is proud to be a woman. And at the same time, I'm very worried with what happens with other women.
Yeah.
And that's my work, hard work.
Yeah. We had a radio program last week where we sort of opened the door to beginning this. And I felt at the end of that program that you weren't quite as free to speak everything that you wanted to speak as you wanted
Those
to speak.
Those who want to know more should do analysis with me by phone or by Skype.
Right. This is an excellent idea, an excellent promotion. So,
really. I see. I attend clients by Skype.
All
and
over
by,
the world, I know.
WhatsApp or whatever line they want to use.
Yeah.
And
the amazing thing of this type of psychoanalysis, it actually works over the phone or
yes,
over Skype.
Yes. Indeed.
It's terrific.
Indeed, because it preserves the intimacy of the person. I usually do not use images. I just use the voice and listen to the voice. And so this experience is very fulfilling because we can help people from the other side of the world.
Yeah.
For instance, this morning I attended a client from Australia and another one from New Orleans. And who else? One from Canada.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it's nice. I travel all around the world every day from Finland, from Europe, from Portugal, and from other countries. So it's very amazing to see that pathology is common to all cultures.
Yeah, this is...
It's interesting because it's common to all cultures.
Yeah, these are not the archetypes that Jung was talking about. This is something deeper than that, isn't
it? Yeah. It concerns the trans types that Kepi mentions.
Mm-hmm.
The transcendental types and ideas that Kepi mentions, which he calls in his book Universal Man, the universals in philosophy, which are the universal concepts. But you know, pathology, Richard, is also common in the roots. It has its manifestations. For instance, some problems in women in Saudi Arabia, in Middle East, have the same root as in Sweden, the feminists in Sweden. It's interesting to see the roots are very similar.
What is this connection then between the feminism? You're saying feminism in Sweden, the northern European countries, North America, and the Islamic fundamentalist
problem?
What is that connection?
So, because women suffer from similar problems all over. Let's take one example.
Yeah, let's use an example.
Yeah,
this is always juicy.
Dates.
Going on dates.
Yes.
Dating.
Birth dates, for instance.
Oh, birth dates. Okay. Not going on dates, but having attention to a date. Yes.
Yeah. Anniversaries.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Men know this. You can't forget the anniversary.
Oh, my God. This is so much worse in women than in men.
Yeah, much worse.
And women can become devastated if her husband or her companion or whatever person she's linked to forgets about an anniversary.
Yeah.
Especially the birth date.
Yeah.
The anniversary of, how do you say this?
Her birth date.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so this is so much strong that it can ruin a relationship. Something that is starting or something that is already there, like for years, a good relationship can be ruined by something like this. And I can assure you that a woman that takes this so seriously becomes so devastated, so unhappy, so disgraced.
I'm nothing. You don't care.
My God,
for me.
This is a pathology,
yeah.
A psychopathology, and a social pathology, because it is
reinforced yeah, strongly
by all persons yeah. And commerce.
Yeah.
Of course.
Commerce for sure. Yeah.
Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, Father's yeah. Day, yeah. Rah, 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 yeah.
Birthdays.
Whatever day. Yeah. Because then you are supposed to buy something. And women say, I don't mind if you don't bring me any gift, if you don't buy anything to me.
I'm not sure that's true, by the way.
They claim.
I'm not sure.
But,
that's
true. You know, they say, oh, you should just. Remember and bring me a flower
yeah,
or give me a
little
a card
kiss
and a, yeah, or a little yeah, kiss, yeah. Rah, rah, rah.
Yeah.
But, you know, everything, Richard, that causes suffering to a person is something pathological.
Now, this is what I think is a very, very interesting point. I think the idea of the problem external is so big in our Western culture today that we're very, very unethical about this. We think that the cause of my problem is this person not remembering my birthday and not that there's an internal correspondence to this
situation. An internal pathology
yeah.
that is causing this.
Yeah,
and
not
this,
the external problem.
Yeah, you can handle the external problem if there is one or some
yeah.
or many. You can handle, but what really is devastating is our inner pathologies. So let's give an example. And here we will go into also the realm of spirituality.
Okay, excellent.
Okay?
Yeah.
So I would like you to read what the Satanic Bible of Anton LaVey, a Californian guy who founded the Church of Satan or Satan Church, what he thinks about dates and birthdays.
Okay,
read there.
This is directly from the Satanic Bible, Anton LaVey. I feel a little nervous even beginning to read this. The highest of all holidays in the Satanic religion is the date of one's own birth. Every man is a god if he chooses to recognize himself as one. So the Satanist celebrates his own birthday as the most important holiday of the year. Despite the fact that some of us may not have been wanted, or at least were not particularly planned, we're glad, even if no one else is, that we're here. You should give yourself a pat on the back, buy yourself whatever you want, treat yourself like a king or a god that you are, and generally celebrate your birthday with as much pomp and ceremony as possible. After one's own birthday, the two major satanic holidays are Walpurgisnacht and Halloween, or All Hallows' Eve. The solstices and equinoxes are also celebrated as holidays, as they herald the first day of the seasons.
Yeah. So if you read this, can't you do any connections, any relations with the modern psychology, mostly American psychology that was spread all over the world?
Yes, I can.
Can you make any connection from this thought with a small child that is spoiled by their parents?
Yeah.
Can you establish any connection
yeah.
between this and how women claim they should have like to not only women, here we see men and
yeah,
women.
Sure, this is
you should
everywhere.
like
lift the other person
lift
up.
Your self-esteem.
Yeah.
Love yourself.
Yeah.
If you want to be loved.
Yeah.
If you want to be better.
Look out for number one.
Yes. Yeah, so you are a godlike. You are the center of the universe. So where this thought comes from?
Yeah. Oh, look at that.
Where this thinking comes from. So it's directly from Satan. And we know this since the Bible spoke about it a long time ago. It has been reinforced recently by many Satanists. So
and modern psychology and modern philosophy.
And modern psychology and modern philosophy followed Satan without acknowledging this. Parents, teachers, psychologists are following Luciferian orientation. So here comes Cappy, and he wants to take back the values of the true deep studies of psychopathology done by those Europeans from the end of the 19th century and the beginning of the 20th century, where they named as pathologies narcissism, megalomania, anger, whatever, as sources of mental illnesses. Arrogance, pride, vanity. These are things that Cappy, as a psychopathologist, names as source of terrible disturbances. Read here an excerpt from Cappy.
I just want to say that it's so nice to see this in the realm of science and not just in the realm of theology, which
yes.
talks about the seven capital sin.
Yeah.
Or the
and the Ten Commandments and the seven capital sins.
This is now seven... what do we call that in English? We call it the seven deadly sins, I think. And now to see this into the realm of science, that these attitudes cause mental imbalance is very, very important.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Read Cappy now.
This is from Cappy. This is from Liberation from the Will, a book which we're working on translating into English, almost finished, by the way. When we see husband, wife, and children adoring one another, we see for certain how humanity has distanced itself from reality. Perhaps it's not difficult to see how a person spends his entire existence lost in this unhappy habit of loving himself and, at most, his family members, who are simply an extension of his narcissism. A person's life force is spent pursuing his interests, and generally those don't extend beyond his doorstep.
And the consequences, Cappy goes on and says what?
As the leader, as the reader is seeing, there is a normal behavior and pathological behavior. This last one, pathological, appears when an anti-ethical attitude feeds our bad feelings. Envy, hate, rancor, etc., which lead the individual to arrogance, megalomania, narcissism, theomania, and sickening himself with schizophrenia, paranoia, depression, manias, phobias, physical and social diseases.
Yes, and how do they deal with the symptoms presently?
Drugs is one terrible way.
Drugs, medicines, Prozac, Rivotril,
Ritalin for kids.
Many other drugs.
And antipsychotic drugs.
Yes. And, you know, those other drugs. And
if there's not drugs involved,
alcohol.
If there's not drugs involved, there's a kind of a spiritual orientation to look after yourself, to... They feed this further.
And this feeding further brings symptoms. Absolutely, Richard.
Yeah.
And you get diseases that you never got before. And you get strange neurological diseases that you never got before, that didn't exist before. And you get many sorts of problems, like eating problems. So you can become obese or have anorexia, many marriages and relationships, many abortions, because then you will just feed your own desires and your own will and your narcissism, and the results are this. And as we have spoken last time, a woman that is killing her own baby will never feel the same after that, because yeah. there is this enormous motherly instinct in women.
Sure.
So, they claim women would never do a war because women do not like, enjoy killing, right? Yeah. If they do not normally enjoy killing, why would they enjoy killing their babies? I don't buy this. I don't buy condemning those girls. I just think they should be much better oriented yeah. and much better provided with healthy, beautiful, healthy, mentally healthy life or lives that they or chances of habits and situations where they would feel much more tranquil yeah. for yeah. fulfilled.
Yeah. Well, last week we opened the door. This week we kicked the door open. You yeah. have totally opened the door. So I want to come back in just a minute. I want to take a little bit of a break and just get some time for us to promote our various projects and things that we're working on here. So we'll come back in just a moment on Thinking with Somebody Else's Head here on the Stop Radio Network. Don't go away.
You're listening to the Stop Radio Network, featuring Thinking with Somebody Else's Head and Healing Through Consciousness. Our two radio shows originating from the International Society of Analytical Trilogy in Sao Paulo, Brazil. If you'd like more information about what we do, you'll find it on our site at healingthroughconsciousness.com. Now, back to our programs on the Stop Radio Network.
Since the beginning of all civilizations, they had always manifested an enormous interest and knowledge about the spiritual life and spiritual beings.
It's a world of ancient wisdom that modern science has eliminated.
The arising philosophy of positivism preferred to base science on material happenings.
So, only what you can see and touch and feel is real.
Now, spirituality is being put back into science.
Imagine what would happen if people start considering this as a real thing. Not only as a religious thing, but also a real scientific thing. Imagine what would happen.
Norberto Kepi's Universe of the Spirits, a scientific analysis, available in the bookstore at stop.org.br.
Humankind's greatest problem is thinking that what we don't see won't hurt us. Norberto Kepi.
Disinverting the human being and society. This is the Stop Radio Network.
Thinking with Somebody Else's Head is on the Stop Radio Network with your Lloyd-Jones and Claudia Bernhardt. Mishake, it's really, 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 really great
yeah.
to have you
but
back.
This is so obvious. Yeah. If you wake up in the morning, it's your birthday, and then you start thinking about you as a god, you are like, you deserve all the beauty, all the gifts, everything the world can provide you. You deserve. You are a victim. You are not recognized enough. So this is like creating and mounting up a lot of negativity in you, because you will never get this recognition. You, in your delirious state, will imagine. So you start creating an energy which is very negative. And by doing so, people get around you or get near you. And with this hypocritical behavior, oh, it's your birthday. Oh. And then it starts like it's not a loving, loose, discontracted kind of relationship.
It's not real.
It's so unpleasant. It's so unpleasant to think everyone deserves things that we do not really deserve,
yeah.
because we are not godlike. We are simple human beings, and people have to endure and to stand from us behaviors that they many times would like feel like saying, come on, stop, you're being very unpleasant. And they cannot, because it's politically incorrect.
Yeah.
So hypocrisy has been mounting up and mounting up. And what happens? This person will be left alone sooner or later.
Yeah,
friends will leave.
Yeah, I was thinking of two things there. One, this tolerance, this idea of tolerance, is that we have to be tolerant of this arrogant craziness. And also this narcissism, theomania, Dr. Kepi's talking about, creates enormous problems with other people. Because if I'm the owner of the truth, if I'm the reason for my life, if mm-hmm. I'm the one who knows, then anything that goes against me has to be rejected or
what a boring thing, right? If horrible. if we exchange the universe for ourselves, we are so small, so little, so small, so poor. How can we get satisfied with ourselves just being like self-satisfying status condition, which is typical from the schizophrenic? Mm. The schizophrenic, they live in a delirious state, loving themselves as the maximum gods of the universe. Yeah. The only thing that really matters for them is themselves. And this, like, shrinks the chances to enjoy life.
Yeah, because you don't see reality. You see a small portion.
Yeah. You don't see anything good in reality. You just see yourself.
So now I'm understanding a bit better a graphic that Dr. Kippy used in one of his TV programs where he said one of the secrets to happiness was to think less of yourself.
Yeah.
And, sometimes I show this in the classroom. It's kind of a shock.
Yeah. Because Luciferian satanic philosophy is spread all over. Yeah. Now, if I say this, people will say, how come? What is this? Yeah. Is this a are they a sect? Yeah. How come they speak about Lucifer? You can just speak about Lucifer and praise Lucifer in the intervals of Super Bowl.
Super Bowl, yeah.
Yeah. There you can do it.
Yeah.
But not in science. So how come? How come everybody understands about energy?
Now, just for a second, just let me clarify what you're talking about. Mm. The Super Bowl halftime shows of recent years have been full of demonic
and satanic explicit.
And the Olympics, the closing ceremonies of the London Olympics.
It's
too.
Explicit.
Yeah. Okay. So just
they
to
don't
clarify
hide anything. They just be. They are open. They are satanic.
Yeah.
So why? This can be there. And why cannot we treat this scientifically?
Yeah.
Because, Richard, if we speak as a religious group, nobody will take it. Because we know that religion has not really helped in this area. On the contrary, they have been worsening the problem. So with all our humbleness, we understand that science has a contribution to religion. And they should listen to this. They should listen. Because if they want to do a serious work in religion, they should understand and they should study and they should take into consideration scientific works that are like reinforcing or giving basis, scientific elements to their beliefs. So let's go back to energies.
Yeah, okay.
When Kepi speaks about new physics, he speaks about energy and the disinverted metaphysics, right? If we understand really the new physics that generated the Kepi motor principle, which is the most efficient motor in the world so far, and that's the reason they don't want this motor to be produced.
Why they don't permit it to go forward, because it's too good.
It's too good, and we'll save too much energy, and we will make like tremendous losses for those people that are gaining. There are millionaires because like using energy to exploit the people. So going to energies. Everybody speaks about energies, and everybody understands this kind of thing. What is a good energy? What is a good vibration? And what is a negative energy? You can find this even inside the microscopes. You can see this in the latest researches on biology, who study animals' behaviors and produce...
Biologists.
So cows... They produce more milk if they listen to
Mozart, especially
Beethoven.
Mozart.
Yeah. Some cells, cancerous cells, are destroyed by the Ninth Symphony of Beethoven. And this is science. So energies, they are there, and they interfere. And they can be interfering to disintegrate life or to reinforce and revitalize.
Let me try to make this in a concrete way, Claudia. I'm looking at apartments around São Paulo, and mm-hmm. you can see in one area a different energy from another. In fact, sometimes crossing a street, you can feel it. And it's tangible. It's mm-hmm. not just something that you feel. It's something that you see. The homes become uglier. The people don't dress as well. It's a vibrational spirit that's very, very, very obvious. Anybody knows this in reality. If you're buying a house and you go to look at the house, if it has a good feeling to it, you feel better in the house. And this, everybody knows this. Yeah. So this is not something that you're saying that's woo-woo. It's totally practical in everyday life. We live our lives by this rule.
Yeah.
So you're talking about now scientificizing this to make this into a study that we need to have in life, because if we don't, we're walking down
to disintegration.
To total disintegration.
Disintegration.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's what happens.
It's totally clear.
In the level of matter, biology, cells, and mostly in the level of mental life, psychological life,
right.
spiritual life. We can disintegrate our spiritual lives and live or become a mentally, totally psychotic, mentally sick person.
Yes.
Disintegrated. And this is not a joke. A person who suffers from a psychosis, my God, they have their lives ruined. And they don't make any connection between this state and their own thoughts and values. So going back to that thing, that pathology is similar in the Middle East and in Sweden. Women that are narcissistic or men that create a trouble because they find themselves as godlikes and they are the center of the universe inside their families, inside their homes, inside their countries, they will disintegrate something in themselves, in the family, in country, in society, in the world.
Dr. Kepi is even saying that for the intellect to work properly, for us to have a real intellect, we need to be connected to this ethical vibration.
Yes.
If we're not ethical,
yes.
we can't even think correctly.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, Kepi brings a dialectic that cannot be relative.
Yeah.
The relativismo.
Yeah, relativism.
Is impossible, mostly when we speak about mental life. He says, okay, it's relative if you like more the color red instead of yellow. It's relative if you enjoy better sunny places than more
rainy places.
Rainy places. It's relative.
Ocean or mountains. These are Picasso or Van Gogh.
But it's not relative to be more or less honest, to be more or less ethical, to mix good and evil. This is not relative. And if we bring relativism to this area, the result will be disintegration of physical and mental health.
This is the law.
This is the law. It's a natural law. You can name it as a natural law, or you can name it as a divine law. Because, you know, nothing, which is the lesser, doesn't construct the bigger.
Yeah.
So an energy is brought or destroyed by a being, right? Can be human being, can be animals, can be vegetables.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Can be plants,
mm-hmm.
but bigger than that, in the spiritual level, there are angels, beings, spiritual beings, as the satanic people claim themselves. Satan is a spiritual being, and there is God, who is above all, which did not create himself because he's infinite and omnipotent.
Yeah.
So God is creating the good energies of all, and we are destroying it.
Yeah. You've talked about relativism very well here, that relativism is not something that's about opinions about reality. It's about opinions about taste. Oh, taste, okay, I like jazz,
cultures.
You like blues, you know, okay. But this idea of mixing good and evil, right and wrong, honesty and dishonesty, as making those relative, this is extremely pernicious. in our woods. It's very well spread. It's everywhere. People have this idea that I have a truth that's different from your truth. But in fact, nobody lives like that. Nobody lives their lives based on relative truth. If you give me a relative truth about yourself.
A relative love.
Yeah.
A relative truth. I will speak relatively the truth to you. I will lie a little
more
bit.
More or less the truth.
Yeah, I will be a little bit loyal and then a little bit betray you. So
I never feel good about that. I'm not going to start a relationship with somebody who's more or less true. You know, I mean, was she true about that or right about? And nobody lives their life by this. Even people who say that truth is relative don't live their life that way in practice. So
you're right.
This is so, so important.
Yeah. And something that creates bigger anxiety in people is the suspicion.
Yeah.
And what is the suspicion, Richard?
Yeah, suspicion about reality, right?
Am
about
I afraid
truth?
Of what?
I'm afraid of my
being
own.
Being betrayed.
Yes, being
so
betrayed.
So normal, common suspicion.
Yes.
Am I going to be betrayed?
Somebody taking advantage of me.
Yeah. So this is not something that people don't care about.
Yeah.
You know?
That's right.
So truth is the basis of everything.
Yeah. The big problem is that we see all of that only externally.
Yeah.
We don't see that in ourselves.
Yeah, we don't see ourselves betraying the truth. And this is the main cause of panic attacks, psychosis. So all disturbances come from this, illnesses. And Cappy brought this notion. Cappy brought this science. And we see that there are many people, thousands, that understand, that enjoy, that love this. But they still cannot see the establishment mentioning Cappy in any official thing anymore.
No, this has been
they did in the past. But as long as Cappy was becoming too known and too accepted, this would destroy all the scheme that was formed by pathological structures of power.
And I just want to say that the reason he's not accepted is not because of his psychology, but because of his direct approach to this spiritual question that you're touching now. Yeah. This is what I see.
Yeah.
15 years here, it's been amazing to me how little there is spread about his amazing and very important work.
And challenging work, actually, to a world that's poo-pooed the deeper spiritual phenomena and yearnings and replaced all that with rational materialism, this shocks. But I'd like you to ask yourself why Dr. Kepi's books and TV programs are not major fields of study in university and subjects of documentaries. And the answer to that question, I think, lies in the deep spiritual and religious issues he addresses that the Luciferian power structure doesn't want us to know about. More on that in our next show. That's our program for this time. It's Thinking with Somebody Else's Head. We're on the Stop Radio Network. I'm Richard Lloyd-Jones. Bye for now.
Hi, my name is Thorne, and I love listening to the Stop Radio Network. It helps me to start off my day in a really good mode.
The most relevant conversations in the world today are on the Stop Radio Network. In 2004, in a small countryside village in Brazil, the Stop the Destruction of the World Association initiated a remarkable project.
Cambuquira is the place we choose to organize our living experiences in analytical trilogy.
The human being and society are dependent on one another. It does no good to try to correct the individual while allowing the social sphere to remain the same.
Like a new model of socio-economic, artistic, educational, spiritual living.
Our Cambuquira project is a model of a society that nurtures the human spirit.
It's a small place. It's not far from São Paulo. We travel through very beautiful mountains. And there we have our hotel, the largest hotel in this town.
Welcome to the Grand Trilogy Hotel.
And when they go there, they have natural organic food, natural organic milk, natural organic cheese and products, very good meat, but we also have possibilities for the vegetarians. And there we have our hotel where we apply the concepts of this new world, this new society, a better life to live.
Classes, businesses, social projects, a better society brought to life.
We have conference rooms, we have a theater. We have musical presentations, we have artists from Brazil and from all over the world coming there.
Analytical Trilogy has proposals to transform all areas of human activity, leading to the society of the future.
There we will have people immersed, participating and living in a society where the pathology of power is controlled. Because the pathology of power is more than ever impeding people to survive.
Sociotherapy, using the world's most advanced science.
The solutions will never come from the powerful. They are coming from the people, from those who are more capable, like artists, like scientists, like educators. So that's what we are doing here, creating mechanisms to live a happier life.
To find out more about Analytical Trilogy and our Campbell Kidder Social Project, go to our website at www.stop.org.br. I'm Richard Lloyd-Jones, and welcome to the Stop Radio Network. We broadcast from the International Society of Analytical Trilogy in Sao Paulo, Brazil. And our programs, Thinking with Somebody Else's Head and Healing Through Consciousness, offer the most relevant conversations around about the state of our world and what we can do to make it better. Thanks for tuning in.
You're listening to the most relevant conversations on the planet about how to stop destroying ourselves and the world. This is the Stop Radio Network.